President John Mahama has sworn in Dr. Abdul Nasiru Isahaku as the 14th governor of the Bank of Ghana at the Flagstaff House, Kanda, in Accra. He charged Dr. Isahaku to work together with the Minister of Finance to ensure that the economy becomes more resilient than it is currently. Dr. Isahaku assured President Mahama of working together with stakeholders to stabilize the macroeconomy, as it is essential for economic growth and sustainable development. Sethia reports.
I, Abdul Nasiru Isahaku,
holding the office of
Governor of the Bank of Ghana.
Governor of the Bank of Ghana.
Dr. Abdul Nasiru Isahaku, 54, succeeded Dr. Henry Wampa, who retired last month, until his appointment this month by President Mahama and his swearing-in. Dr. Isahaku was the second deputy governor of the Bank of Ghana. He has a varied working experience, including the African Development Bank. President Mahama tasked the new Bank of Ghana governor to work with the Minister of Finance in the area of fiscal and monetary policy stabilization, especially in an election year, to keep the economy on track.
A lot of people have great trust in your ability to be able to shoulder this responsibility and carry out the duties of the office with integrity and trust. And so we'll encourage you to discharge your duties. And it is my hope that you work closely with your colleague, the Minister of Finance, to ensure that both fiscal and monetary policy continue to be on track. The economic prospects for Ghana widely predicted to be very good. And we've taken some of the firmest and boldest decisions to put the economy back on track. And it is my hope that we'll be able to maintain that even in a challenging year such as election year. And so it's going to put quite a lot on your shoulders, yourself and the Minister of Finance, especially in a period where we are in the era of zero central bank financing. You're not giving us a single CD to run our budget. And so I believe that working together in terms of fiscal and monetary policy, we should be able to ensure that this economy grows even more resilient than it currently is.
Dr. Isahaku said the central bank will not compromise on zero financing of government's budget. He was upbeat about working diligently to make once again Ghana's economy a paragon of emulation in Africa.
As a central bank governor, I think our focus remains stabilizing the macroeconomy, because we recognize that this is highly essential for economic growth and sustainable development. Our inflation is higher now, but we're putting measures now to bring it down. We've turned the corner. We are on a positive trajectory and traveling northwards. The indicators are beginning to look good. I think we have to stay focused. We're very committed, even though it's even an election year. It's a challenge that many countries have failed. We have not done it in the past, but we are determined to do it now. Growth is beginning to pick up. Our own surveys at the central bank, our CIA index is showing an uptick, and the surveys of both businesses and consumers also show a positive uptick, which all indicates that we are on the right track.